From Namibia and Malawi. There's a train that comes from Zambia and Zimbabwe. And there's a train that comes from Angola and Mozambique. From Lesotho, from Botswana, from Swaziland, from all the hinterlands of Southern and Central Africa. Train carries young and old African men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold and the mineral mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropoli. 16 hours or more a day for almost no pay. Deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, where they are digging and they're drilling for that shiny, mighty, evasive stone. With the iron shovels, or when they sit in that stinky, funky, filthy, flea-ridden barracks and hostels, they think about their loved ones. They think about the loved ones they may never see again, because they might already have been removed from where they last left them, and wantonly murdered in the dead of night by raving and marauding gangs of no particular origin, we are told. And they think about their land. They think about their herds, which were taken away from them with the gun and the bomb and the tear gas and the gatling and the cannon. And when they hear that train, when they hear that train, when they hear that choo-choo train, they curse the coal train. They curse the coal train. The coal train that brought them